It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. We spoke with Republican media strategist Frank Luntz and asked you to tell us which messages, campaigns, or commercials click with you and which don't. Sujatha Marsden in San Mateo wrote to tell us, "The Old Spice ad had me at, ladies, do you want your man to..." Even though I don't really think much about antiperspirant deodorant, I love the ad. Aaron Henderson in Tulsa said, "My favorite business success is Dyson. They make vacuum cleaners. His simple philosophy and his appearance in his own commercials impresses me. I just think things should work properly. It got me to try his product, which is a winner." But Wanda Way in Grass Valley, California wrote, "I can't stand political or market advertising because of the false appeals to emotions, vanity, and patriotism the carefully chosen words invoke. Marketing a Lexus is one thing, but marketing a political character is quite another. I don't care about false advertising from merchants, but it shouldn't apply to politics. I resent being asked to consider issues with false information and appeals to my Democratic sensibilities." We also spoke with Tom Bowles, a former writer for SportsIllustrated.com, who lost his job when he cheered in the press box for Trevor Bayne when he won the Daytona 500. We had this from David Scott. "I think there is a precedent set for occasionally showing emotion. Walter Cronkite reported both the Kennedy assassination in 1963 and the landing on the moon in 1969 dispassionately, but at a break in the former, he took off his glasses and wiped his eyes. In the latter, I remember him blowing a breath of relief after the ship was safely on the moon." But retired sports writer James Richard disagreed and said the press box is no place for cheers. Many of you wrote that I was too hard on Tom Bowles. Wayne Roper commented on our website, "I am very disappointed in the way Neil expressed his opinion on this matter. There's nothing wrong with a person expressing emotion at a moment of excitement. A journalist can express their opinion all they want, but when it comes time to report the news, all I want are the facts. And that is what I believe Mr. Bowles was trying to say. For shame, Neil. You seemed like a very understanding individual up to that point." If you have a comment, question, or correction for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. If you're on Twitter, you can follow me there, @NeilConan, all one word, and you can hear any of the programs you may have missed by just going to npr.org and clicking on Talk of the Nation. Talk of the Nation is produced by Kenya Young, John Asante, April Failing, Priska Neely, and Peter Granitz. Special thanks this week to Katie Bilboa, our BBC producer in London. Sarah Handel handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Gwen Uten directs the program. Sean Phillips is our technical director. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.